Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Savior. We bless your holy name, O God Almighty.
Can you help me, choir, please? We sang that song here before. And that song is in the book of Psalms, 119, verse 89. You know the word? Psalm 119, verse 89. Psalm 119, verse 89. We sing the songs, but that is where it was coined from. Forever, O Lord. Thy God. It is what? In heaven. It is settled. Forever. Yesterday, today, and forever. So I don't know the word that the Lord has said to you. It is what? 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 Forever. Oh Lord, the world, it is settled. Let's sing again. Thank you, our Savior. Thank you, our banner. Thank you, our advocate. Thank you, our counselor. Thank you, our provider. Thank you, our supplier. Because your word says it is settled forever. Oh Lord, your word, it is settled. We bless your holy name this morning. Lord, have your way, Lord. Enough of guesses. Enough of this and that. The word of the Lord is settled in heaven. And I pray this morning that you make us, God, men and women of precisions. Men and women of what? Precisions. We will not be guessing. Is it this? Is it that? Because His word, it is settled. Nobody can change it. The only person that can change it is yourself. I said last time, God read the script of your life. You are just an actor. You are just acting according to the script of God. So you can decide not to follow what the actor says or what the person that's written the script says. You are in your home. But that doesn't mean the word of the Lord will not be settled. You cannot change it. He said, let all men be liars. His word, it is settled. Ah, Lord God Almighty, this is your time. Have your way now in the name of Jesus. Have your way now in the name of Jesus. Have your way now in the name of Jesus. Have your way now in the name of Jesus. Have your way now in the name of Jesus. Have your way now in the name of Jesus. In your name we go, Jehovah. Have your way in the name of Jesus. We pray that you move us from prophecy to fulfillment. In the name of Jesus. From prophecy to fulfillment. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Have our Bible. I have thought, if you look at that, I put one Bible passage, Joshua 21, 43 to 45. But we are going to read three Bible passages. Because 2 Corinthians 13, 1 says, by the mouth of two or three, every word shall be established. So we'll read how many? Bible passages. The first one, Joshua 21, 43, 45. Are we there? The second one will be Numbers 23, 19 to 20. Numbers 23, 19 to 20. And the third one will be Isaiah 10. Isaiah 55. 10 to 11. I'll take it again. Joshua 21, 43 to 45. Numbers 23, 19 to 20. Isaiah 55, 10 to 11. We start with Joshua. Are we there? Are we there? For the sake of time, I will beg my uncle, please help us to read. Will you read first? Read Joshua. Then we will read Numbers, and then my brother again will read Isaiah to make it so that we can pass, get the message. Joshua 21, sir.
So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give to their fathers.
Okay.
And they took possession of it and dwelt in it.
Okay.
The Lord gave them rest all around according to all that he has sworn to their fathers.
Okay.
And not a man of all their enemies stood against them.
Yes, sir.
The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel.
Yes, sir.
All came to pass.
How many? How many?
Oh.
How many? Joshua. Sorry, Numbers 23. 19 to 20. Right. We've heard from Joshua. Now we want to hear from a soothsayer. You know what I call him? A soothsayer. His name was or is Balaam. What did he say? Let's read together. 19 to 20. Yes. Now let's hear from God himself. The person, we call him man of God. And another person that we say was a soothsayer. And the third person, which is God himself, want to confirm it. Isaiah 55.
For as the rain comes down.
Yes, sir.
And the snow from heaven.
Yes, sir.
And do not return there.
Yes, sir.
But water the earth.
Yes, sir.
And make it bring forth and board.
Yes, sir.
That it may give seed to the sower.
Yes, sir.
And bread to the eater.
Yes, sir.
So shall my word be.
Yes, sir.
That goes forth from my mouth.
Yes, sir.
It shall not return to me void.
Yes, sir.
But it shall accomplish what I please.
Yes, sir.
And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
Make your word plain to us. Those things that have tied us down for many years. Those doctrines that is not of you. Those attitudes that is not of you. You will deliver today in the name of Jesus. You are not a liar. We can confirm that your word is infallible. It cannot be changed. We speak this morning. We pray that you give us understanding of your word in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, for myself. It is by grace. It is by grace, saved by grace alone, that you will use me as a vessel of honor this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Have your way, Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's be seated, please. Says from prophecy to what? all have prophecies. We have books. When one finishes, you buy another one. You write many down. Prophecies, vision, dream. How many of you can say boldly has come to pass? Where I came from, in the local church I used to attend, we don't have prophecy the way we have it here. It's rare. But here you find it, it becomes, you hear it. And because you hear it every day, you hear it and you dump it. You hear it, you don't do anything about it. They give a message and that is all. That day they've told you that you're going to be somebody that will own a Tesco. You've written it down. In fact, sometimes they ask you next week, what did God say to you yesterday? You will say, I can't remember. Because you will know in a month or 2 weeks after, another one will come. But you find out those words of God, God will be asking you, the one I've given to you, what have you done with it? We can confirm in the Bible that God is not a liar. His word is settled. Forever, it is settled. And we have heard from Joshua that everything that God said to them, but was it everyone got to promise them? Was it everybody? 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 But did the words come to pass? All his word came to pass. But it's not all of them that got to the promised land. That's why I said, you and you are just an actor. God write the script. So if you like, you can jump out of the flight. God continues. His work will be fulfilled. If you like, decide that you don't want to worship him again. That doesn't reduce him from being God. God will remain God. We have had many messages. You have had it. You have seen it in some people's life. But have you undone it? Have you undone the word of God? You can hear it. You can write it down. You have seen it. That's why 1 John 1:1 says that. 1 John 1:1.
That which was from the beginning.
Yes, sir.
Which we have heard.
You have heard. You have the prophecy.
Which we have seen with our
eyes. We have seen with some other people's life.
Which we have looked upon.
We have looked upon it.
And our hands have
handled it. Our hands now handle it.
Concerning the word of life.
Concerning the word of God. One thing is to look. One thing is to hear. Until when you handle it, that is manifestation. That is fulfillment. We have had it from the beginning. That we God has said. But now we have handled it. But some of us here, we've done the 3-1, the first three. We have had. Yesterday's last Sunday was a brilliant service. God spoke to everybody. God said somebody was going to have a Tesco. God said somebody is going to do this, going to do that. But what are you doing with those prophecies? What are you doing with those prophecies? That's why I say moving from prophecy to fulfillment. Fulfillment of word of God, it is what we are waiting for. In fact, sometimes I love prophecy, but I always think those ones have been told, what have I done with it? May the Lord bless us in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless us in Jesus' name. How many of us has a book here of prophecy? Anybody? I do have one. Where you write messages, you write it down. Some of us, we know. I know you have it, but you don't want to raise your hand up. God knows you. moving from prophecy to fulfillment. God bless you, man. And I know sometimes people speak through the Spirit. You know, you can speak through the Spirit, not that the Spirit is speaking through you. You don't know? You can speak through the Spirit. And it's another thing for Spirit to speak through you. If you speak through the Spirit, it can be diluted. And we'll read a good. Let's go to the book of 2 Peter. Sir. Chapter 1. Let's find where the prophecy came from. 20 to 21. 2 Peter 1, 20 to 21.
Knowing this first.
Yes.
That no prophecy of scripture.
Yes, sir.
Is of any private interpretation.
Yes, sir.
For prophecy never came by the will of man.
Yes.
But holy men of God.
Yes.
Spoke.
Yes.
As they were moved.
Yes.
By the Holy Spirit.
As they are not you moving the Spirit. Some people will tell you, how I hear all those kind of things, that this weekend I'm going in trance. This weekend is my turn. And I'll be there for 7 days. If you call me, that means I was in trance. I can't pick the phone. So it is programmed. Moving. Also, Spirit is moving through you. Act 21, sir. Let's see. Let's read. Act 21. To 14.
Now it came to pass that when we had departed from them and yes. set sail,
yes, sir.
Running a straight course, we came to Kos,
yes.
the following day to Rhodes,
yes,
and from there to Patara.
Yes, sir.
And finding a ship sailing over
yes,
to Phoenicia,
yes, sir.
We went aboard and set sail.
Yes, sir.
When we had sighted Cyprus,
yes, sir.
We passed it on the left,
yes,
sailed to Syria,
yes,
and landed at Tyre.
Yes,
for there the ship was to unload a cargo.
Yes, sir.
And finding disciples,
yes.
we stayed
who did
there
they find?
7 days.
Oh, who did they find?
Disciples.
Okay. They were not. Continue, sir.
And finding disciples, we
yes,
stayed there 7 days.
Yes, sir.
They told Paul through the Spirit.
Through what?
Through the Spirit.
Don't do what?
Not to go up to Jerusalem.
So that is why some of people have told you not to go to your promised land. They told Paul through the Spirit not to go to Jerusalem. And Paul has been destined to go to Jerusalem. Joseph had to go to Egypt before he can be called governor. But someone that is speaking through the Spirit will tell you, don't go to Egypt. Don't talk to your mother-in-law. Don't do that. Because they've now used their knowledge to interpret. But those people that speak through this, that Spirit speak through them. Undiluted. Continue, sir.
They told Paul through the Spirit
yes, sir.
Not to go up to Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
When we had come to the end of these days,
yes,
of those days,
yes,
we departed and went on our way,
mm-hmm.
and they all accompanied us
yes,
with wives and children
yes,
till we were out of the city.
Yes,
and we knelt down on the shore and prayed.
Yes,
when we had taken our leave of one another,
yes,
we boarded the ship
yes,
and they returned home.
Yes,
and when we had finished our voyage
yes,
from
sir.
Tyre.
Yes,
we came to Ptolemais,
yes,
greeted the brethren,
yes,
and stayed with them
yes,
one
sir.
Day.
Yes,
on the next day,
yes,
we were Paul's companions,
yes,
departed and came to Caesarea,
yes,
and entered the house of Philip,
yes,
the evangelist,
yes,
who was one of the seven,
yes,
and stayed with him.
Yes,
now, this man had four virgin daughters
yes,
who prophesied.
Yes,
and as we stayed many days,
mm-hmm.
a certain prophet named Agabus.
A certain prophet. that the Spirit will speak through him. What did he do, sir?
A certain prophet named Agabus,
yes, sir,
came down from Judea,
yes, sir,
when he had come to us.
Yes, sir.
He took Paul's belt,
yes, sir,
bound his own hands and feet,
yes, sir,
and said,
yes, sir,
thus says the Holy Spirit,
yes, sir,
so shall the
thus
Jews...
Thus says the Holy Spirit. Thus says the Holy Spirit. What did he say?
Thus says the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
So shall the Jews at Jerusalem,
yes, sir,
bind the man who owns this belt,
yes, sir,
and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles.
Yes, sir.
Now,
yes, sir,
when we are heard these things,
yes, sir,
but
God bless
we...
you, let me say this. Which one is better? The first one, don't go. The second one, you're not telling him not to go. But when you get there, this is what will happen to you. But we... that is speaking through the Spirit. Don't go. There's no way. There's no way. Continue, sir.
Thus says the Holy Spirit,
yes,
so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt,
yes,
and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles.
Yes, sir.
Now,
yes, sir,
when we heard these things,
yes,
both we,
yes,
and those from that place,
yes,
pleaded with him,
yes,
not to go up to Jerusalem.
Yes,
then Paul answered,
yes,
what do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart?
Yes.
For I am ready,
I am
not
ready,
only to be bound, but
ready,
also to die at Jerusalem,
yes,
for the name of the Lord
for
Jesus.
For his name, not your name. How many of us, as we are seated, that one person has spoken to you through the Spirit not to do certain things? Moving from prophecy to fulfillment. Paul has to fulfill that because he was an apostle to who? To who? So if he didn't go there, what will happen? He has to. Jesus Christ on the cross said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? And you would not know that he had an answer until when you go to the book of Psalm 22. He says, the Lord answer me. Don't let us go there. It's for another day. If you read the book of Psalm 22, you know everything. Psalm 22 and that Matthew 27:46 is the same. So those prophecies that we have, because I don't have more time, what do we need to do with it? We are saying this year is our year of what? Exceeding greatness. This year is my year of exceeding greatness. And it's a time season of what? Remember. So you need to remember those prophecies that you have lost. So don't when God said it's time of remembrance, you need to remember as well. You need to remember as well. And it's what? The great Fountain of Peace Ministry. The great. Are we on the same flight? The great is too early for the year. The great. God will bless us in Jesus' name. So what are those things that we need to do? Those things that we need to do. First, we must believe the word. We must do what? The value that you put on the word, that you put on the owner of the word, is the same value that we put on the word. If I say to you, I'm going to give you 10 naira or 10 pounds, do you believe? Because you know I can afford 10 pounds. But if I say to you, I will give you 1 billion, you will look at me. So that is how we limit God. Someone will say to you, God is not a magician. And in such life of that person, God will perform a magic. Someone will say to you, God doesn't work that way. How do you know God doesn't work that way? He hears the same infirmity. People with blind eyes, three of them, different ways. God's way is not your way. Believe what? Believe what? Believe what? Believe what? Believe what? 1 Thessalonians. First Thessalonians 2:13.
For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing.
Yes, sir.
Because when you receive the word of God,
when you receive the word of God,
which you have heard from us,
which you have heard from us,
you welcomed it.
You welcome it.
Not as the word of man.
Not as the word of my prophet Mark Amadi. Is it not the same pastor that we used to tell us that we are different color of shoes? That's why I said familiar spirit is not demon spirit. Familiar spirit is when you are familiar. That's why they call familiar what? So don't look for any demon. They welcome it not as the word of what?
Not as the word of man.
Yes.
But as it is in truth.
Yes.
The word of God.
Yes.
Which also effectively
yes.
works in you.
Yes.
Who believe.
Who do what? Who do what?
Believe.
Who do what?
Believe.
Who do what?
Believe.
Do you believe the word? Do you believe the word? No wonder when the angel Gabriel went to Mary. What did he say? What did she say? She said, let it be unto me according to your word. So if you find yourself in the tight corner you don't want to believe, you key into that. Father, let it be unto me according to your word. The same person, the same angel went to two different people. One was damp and dump unto the because he didn't put that word. Let it be unto me according to your word. And the angel said, see, you will not talk. So some of us, we are like that. You just look at it because you don't believe the word. The same question asked, how will it be? And Mary said, let it be unto me according to your word. So the first thing is what? Believe the word. The second thing is what? Confess the word. Say, 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 confess the word. You know, when you believe in something, God, you say, I'm going to have Tesco. I'm going to have children. When you wake up in the morning, continue every morning, every time. What you confess, you become what you confess. People will say to you, London is difficult. Every time, it is not easy. Change your word from today. Confess what? The word. Confess the right word. Say, confess the word. Romans 10:10, sir. Romans 10:10.
For with the heart one believes unto righteousness.
Yes.
And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
With what?
With the mouth.
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 So you wake up in the morning and you say, this sickness, this is not your abode. You wake up in the morning. God, you have possessed this land for me because you have the word. People will think you are mad because you are listening to a distant drum that they don't listen to. You have the word. They don't have the word. You are working according to the word of God. You are not working according to your own will. So people will look at you and say, this man must be mad. But you are working what? According to the will of God. Hebrews 13, sir. I need us to get this. Because I believe by the end of this year, none of us here will remain the same in the name of Jesus. Hebrews 13:5.
Let your conduct be without covetousness. Mm-hmm. Be content with such things as you have. Mm-hmm. For he himself has said, I will never leave you.
I will never leave you.
Nor forsake you.
Who said it? That I will never leave you nor forsake you. So I may boldly say, the Lord is my what? So because you have said it, you can boldly and arrogantly, I will permit you to use that word, say it, the Lord is my shepherd. I live a carefree life, but not a careless life. Careless and carefree, they are two. Because he himself has said, he will supply all my needs. According to what? By who? The third thing. You need to pray with the word. Say, 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 pray with the word. They give you prophecy. And you just take it literally. And you think the demon will be looking at you that they say you are going to have children and that's it. 1 Timothy, sir. 1:18. 1 Timothy. 1:18.
This charge I commit to you.
I commit unto you.
Son Timothy.
Son Timothy.
According to the prophecies
previously made concerning you. Concerning
that
you.
That by them.
By them.
You may wage the good warfare.
Ah. You may do what?
Wage the good warfare.
According to what? Previously made concerning you. So you don't get prophecy and you just sit. You don't get prophecy, and you just take it like that. And let's look at a typical example. I love this man. The Bible calls him the sweetest psalmist of Israel. 2 Samuel, sir, chapter 7. He had a word, and let's see what this man will do. 2 Samuel 7.
Now it came to pass.
Yes, 1:22, sir.
Now it came to pass,
yes, sir,
when the king was dwelling in his house,
yes, sir,
and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies,
yes, sir,
all around,
yes, sir,
that the king said to Nathan the prophet,
yes, sir,
see now,
yes, sir,
I dwell in a house of cedar,
yes, sir,
but the ark of God,
yes, sir,
dwells inside tent curtains.
Yes, sir.
Then Nathan said to the king,
yes, sir,
go, do all that is in your heart,
yes, sir,
for the Lord is with you.
Yes, sir.
But it happened, mm-hmm, that night, mm-hmm, that the word of the Lord came to Nathan, mm-hmm, saying, mm-hmm, go and tell my servant David,
yes,
thus says the Lord, mm-hmm, would you build a house for me to dwell in?
Okay.
For I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I brought the children of Israel, okay, up from Egypt,
yes,
even to this day.
Yes,
but I've moved about in a tent,
yes,
and in a tabernacle.
Yes,
wherever I have moved about with all the children of Israel,
yes,
have I ever spoken a word to anyone from the tribes of Israel,
yes,
whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel,
yes,
saying,
yes,
why have you not built me a house of cedar?
Yes,
now therefore,
yes,
thus shall you say to my servant David,
yes,
thus says the Lord of hosts,
yes,
I took you from the sheepfold,
yes,
from following the sheep,
yes,
to be the ruler over my people,
yes,
over Israel.
Yes,
and I have been with you,
yes,
wherever you have gone,
yes,
and have cut off all your enemies,
yes,
from before you,
yes,
and have made you a great name,
yes,
like the name of the great men,
yes,
who are on the earth.
Yes,
moreover,
yes,
I will appoint a place for my people,
yes,
Israel,
yes,
and will plant them,
yes,
that they may dwell in a place,
yes,
of their own,
yes,
and move no more.
Yes,
nor shall the sons of wickedness,
yes,
oppress them anymore,
yes,
as previously.
Yes,
since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel,
yes, yes,
and have caused you to rest from all your enemies.
Yes,
also,
yes,
the Lord tells you,
yes,
that he will make you a house.
Yes. He will do what?
He will make you a house.
Okay.
When your days are fulfilled,
yes, sir,
and you rest with your fathers,
yes, sir,
I will set up your seed after you,
yes, sir,
who will come from your body,
yes, sir,
and I will establish his kingdom.
That is enough for David to just write it down. Just write it down. It's good, isn't it? Write it down. What did he do? Continue, sir.
He shall build a house for my name.
Yes, sir.
And I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
Yes, sir.
I will be his father.
Yes, sir.
And he shall be my son.
Yes, sir.
If he commits iniquity,
yes,
I will chasten him with the rod of the men,
yes, sir,
and with the blows of the sons of men.
Yes, sir.
But my mercy,
yes,
shall not depart from him,
yes,
as I took it from Saul,
yes,
whom I removed from before you.
Yes,
and your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you.
Yes, sir.
Your throne shall be established,
yes,
forever.
Yes, sir.
According to all these words, according to all this vision,
yes,
so Nathan spoke to David.
Yes, sir.
Then King David went in,
yes,
and sat before the Lord,
okay,
and he said,
yes,
who am I, O Lord God?
Yes,
and what is my house,
yes,
that you have brought me this far?
Who are you? Who are you? Who? I don't know. Someone will say, I'm born with silver spoon. Really? Please continue, sir.
Who am I, O Lord God?
Yes, sir.
And what is my house,
yes, sir,
that you have brought me this far?
Yes, sir.
And yet, this was a small thing in your sight,
you,
O Lord,
yes,
God.
Yes.
And you have also spoken of your servant's house,
yes,
for a great while to come.
Yes,
is this the manner of man, O Lord God?
Yes, sir.
Now,
yes, sir,
what more can David say to you?
Yes, sir.
For you, Lord God,
yes,
know your servant.
Yes.
For your word's sake,
yes,
and according to your own heart,
yes, yes,
you have done all these great things.
Yes,
you make your servants know them.
Yes,
therefore, you are
now
great.
You know the sermon. You know the prophecy. You have made it to know them. That's why I say what the Bible says in Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord, and those that are revealed belong to us and our children. So what God doesn't want to give to you, will not reveal it to you. And he will not punish you for what he has not revealed to you. So once God reveals it to you, it becomes yours. Read, sir.
Therefore, you are great,
yes, sir,
O Lord God.
Yes, sir.
For there is none like you,
yes, sir,
nor is there any God beside you.
Yes, sir.
According to all that we have heard with our ears,
yes,
and who is like your people,
yes, sir,
like Israel,
yes, sir,
the one nation on the earth,
yes, sir,
whom God went to redeem for himself,
yes,
as a people,
yes,
to make for himself a name,
yes,
and to do for yourself great and awesome deeds,
yes,
for your land,
yes,
before your people,
yes,
from whom you redeemed from for yourself from Egypt,
yes,
the nations and their gods.
Yes,
for you have made your people Israel,
yes,
your very own people forever,
yes,
and you, Lord,
yes,
have become their God.
Yes,
now,
yes,
O Lord God.
Now, O Lord God.
The word which you have spoken concerning your servant,
yes,
and concerning his house,
yes, sir,
establish it forever.
Would somebody
and
stand
do
up
as
and
you
pray
have
now
said.
He should do what? And do what?
And do as you have said. So let your name be magnified forever.
See, he would have just written down. But he's now praying. Now, O Lord. You see, most of, let me put it that way, of God's promises are in the will, away mode. I will bless you. I will make you a nation. I will. If I say to you, I will, I might not do it. That's why he told Noah. He said, I will bless you. But there was a time, he said, I establish you. Not no longer I will. David caught it. And what did he say?
O Lord,
yes, sir,
the word which you have spoken concerning your servant,
yes,
and concerning his house,
yes, sir,
establish it forever,
yes, sir,
and do as you have
can
said.
Can somebody pray? You will remember this morning that every word you have said concerning me, do as you have said. 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 Every word that was spoken concerning my household, do as you have said. Do as you have said. Do as you have said. In the name of Jesus. Do as you have said. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, whose word is settled, Do as you have said. In the name of Jesus, every word of progress they have said concerning my household, do as you have said. Do as you have said. Do as you have said. In the name of Jesus. Do as you have said. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Do as you have said. In the name of Jesus. Remember those words that God has said concerning you, concerning your household. Do as you have said. Do as you have said. Do as you have said. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Read, sir. Read down, sir.
So let your name be magnified forever.
Praise. Say, Father, Lord, let your name be magnified in my household. Say, Father, Lord, by your power, let your name be magnified in my life. Pray in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Saying,
yes, sir.
The Lord of hosts is the God over Israel.
Yes, sir.
And let the house of your servant David be established before you. For you, O Lord of hosts,
yes, sir.
God of Israel,
yes, sir.
I've revealed this thing to your servant,
yes, sir.
Saying,
God,
I will
God
build
has revealed
you,
it to you
a house.
Well, why must he, or why should they pray again? God says he's going to build you a house. So it's done. God is God. It's God. But the Bible says, David said, now. Do as you have said. Do you understand it? Yes. As you have said. Yes. And he says, I honor my word. Let's read, sir. Well, let's finish that chapter.
Like, for you, O Lord of hosts.
Yes, sir.
God of Israel,
yes, sir.
I've revealed this thing to your servant,
yes, sir.
Saying,
yes, sir.
I will build you a house.
Yes, sir.
Therefore,
yes, sir.
Your servant has found it in his heart,
yes, sir.
To pray this prayer
so do
to
what?
You. To pray this prayer
so
to
do
you.
What?
To pray.
So do what?
To pray.
So pray the word. The last thing, act the word. Say, act the word.
Act the word.
If they say you're going to have Tesco, walk into Tesco and start looking how they do the shelves. Do you understand? If God says you're going to have, go and watch Born Every Minute. You understand? If God says to you, I'm going to build you a house, start searching, right move. You understand? That's what I did. I did not have Kobo. But he has said, because you have done this, you remember, I will buy you a house. It's what he said to me. And when it will come, I started searching. Right move. When I see the price. You understand? Because you are not acting the word. You are not doing what? Acting the word. So act the word. Last week, extra. Let's go back to that book of extra. Extra 5. 1 to 2, sir.
Then the prophet Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo,
yes.
Prophets.
Yes.
Prophesied to the Jews,
yes,
who were in Judah,
yes,
and Jerusalem,
yes,
in the name of the God of Israel,
yes,
who was over them.
Yes,
so Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel,
yes,
and Jeshua the son of Jozadak,
yes,
rose up.
What did they do? They would have allowed two prophets just prophesying. Just prophesy. Just continue to prophesy. Thus says the Lord, you're going to do this and you sit down. But the Bible said they rose up and began to build. They rose up and do what, sir?
They rose up and began to build the house of God which is in Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
And the prophets of God.
Right, these
were
two
with
prophets,
them.
Haggai and Zechariah, they had two different prophecies. Haggai was sent to prophesy because people have allowed their own thing over the will of God. But Zechariah was sent for completion. That's why he said, who are thou mountain? That was Zechariah. Two prophets. They rose up to build. They don't sit down. Just be getting prophecy. Just be writing it down. You see, you can write your dreams down. As long as you don't act it, devil has no problem. Just write it down in a book. I will build a house. I will have children. Yes. As long as you refuse to act on it, the devil will just be looking at you. So act what? Act the word. They rose up to do what? To build.
To build the house of God which is in Jerusalem.
Yes.
And the prophets of God were with them, helping them.
Right. So the prophet in the house. That's why you see someone will tell you, go for that interview. And they are monitoring you. And when you come out, they will say, they will ring you. Say, Pastor, are you following me? They've given me. Because you are going. He cannot go for you. He's going with you in spirit. But you have to take that step. Moving from prophecy to what? Fulfillment. The son of the prophet said, the place where we are living is too small for us. And the man said, go. When one had the spirit of discernment, he said, see, I know the axe edge will fall on the way unless you go with us. So the two prophets were prophesying and they were building and they were going. Extra again, 6:14.
So the elders of the Jews built.
Yes.
And they prospered through the prophesying.
They do, sir.
So the elders of the Jews built.
Yes, sir.
And they prospered.
Yes.
Through the prophesying of Haggai.
Yes, sir.
And the prophet.
Yes, sir.
And Zechariah.
Yes, sir.
The son of Iddo.
Yes,
and
sir.
They built and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel.
Did
and
they finish?
They finished it.
You will finish where? They built. And he was finished. Whatever God has ordained you to do, you will finish. In the name of Jesus, you will finish. In the name of Jesus, you will finish. In the name of Jesus, you will finish. In the name of Jesus. So let's remind ourselves again as we go into our prayer. First thing we are going to do. Believe the word. The second thing, confess the word. The third thing, pray the word. And the fourth thing, act the word. That is what will bring the fulfillment. That is what will bring exceeding greatness. Otherwise, you can come every Sunday and you say, this year is my year of great what? No, this is my what? Exceeding. Yes, you're saying it. Devil has no. But you know within yourself, as Paul tells Timothy, that fight a good warfare according to the prophecy that was given to you. It is time again to pray.